Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like a $1 million, bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listen to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. You gotta.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Got a radio show because God in the blessing business. Got a radio show because God is in the forgiving business. Got a radio show because God will let you turn your life around business. Got a radio show because God know better than you know. Yeah, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Didn't see it coming, but he did. I'm going to share with you today a principle of success. You know, it's important that we get our lives together. It really, really is. You know, the hereafter is exactly what it says. It's the hereafter. And hopefully for the majority of us, it's quite a ways off. So what about how you live in today? How about now? You know, I often talk in the morning about your relationship with God. That can never change. That is at the forefront and the best thought process that I can give you. And I know who I'm talking to on the radio. I'm talking to a lot of people, man, who out there just not sure. And I'm talking to a lot of people out there, man, that's trying to pull it together. In other words, you know, I'm talking to a lot of people like myself. There is a principle of success that is out there that if more people understood one of the basic principles of success, you would have more success in your life. And that principle is this: the more people you help become successful, the more successful you become. The more people that you help become successful, the more successful you become. That's a principle that you have to put into your life if you have any plan at all at being successful, because it's necessary. See, that principle of success is in anybody's Bible, any spiritual teachings of, I don't know what other religions do or teach, but I do know this: if the religion is right, they often talk about helping your fellow man. They're always talking about do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if you can't, just the Bible is full of examples of that. Well, the more people you help become successful, the more successful you become, because you are practicing helping your, and as you do unto others, then it's done unto you. You know, you build relationships when you do that. People forget in success there has to be relationships. There is no one person in this world who is just successful all on their own. You are successful, and successful people form relationships. And you've got to really coddle these relationships. You've got to nurture these relationships. They don't just happen. You don't just get cool with people just because you cool. No, you've got to do some cool things to these people and for these people to be cool with you when you need some cool. I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but that's the best way I can tell it to you. I'm just regular, you know, I just speak like that. This is an important principle to put into your life. The more people you help become successful, the more successful you become. You got to stretch out for people. You got to extend your hand. You have to say to people, hey, look, I've done that. This is what you got to do. You got to take some time out to share. You have to share information, experiences, thoughts. You got to take a minute, man, to uplift somebody. Give them some encouragement. Hey, man, you can do it. Don't give up. You have no idea. You right now. You have no idea how significant you are to someone else. How your words of encouragement could be the difference maker today. I'm talking about, it's a person looking at you that you don't even really know you, or you don't really know them, and you see them struggling with something, just say, hey, you know what? I've been watching you from afar. You're going to be all right, man. I see something in you. Keep doing the right thing, man. You're going to be all right. I had a meeting yesterday with a young man for the first time. And this young man came into my office. I never met him. He has an internet service, which Anybody can teach me something about the internet because I know little to close to nothing. He was 27 years old, and he was amazingly bright at this. And I guess, you know, that it's not that hard to impress me, but the fluid speech pattern that he had about this very, very difficult subject, he was tossing around the terms I had heard, but he was actually putting them in sentences where it made sense to me. He's very fluid, very, very sure of himself when he was talking about this little thing. Young dude, 27 years old. And when he got through, the woman that had introduced me to him, I was leaving my office and she was going to escort him out. And I turned around and I said, young man, I said, what size pants are you? And I guessed it because I've been dressing for long. I've been all them sizes. And I said, you bought a 30 waist? He said, yes, sir. I said, what size shoe you wear? He said, 9.5. I said, what size shirt is that? A medium? A large? He said, I really like extra large. I said, well, that's too big for you. You just want to look blousy and baggy. And so I was talking to him, and I said, man, I'm going to help you out. I said, man, because let me tell you something. You a sharp young dude, man. You are razor sharp. I said, you've really, really impressed me today. I said, and you know what, young brother? I said, you're going to make a lot of money one day, man. I said, but I want you to get your image up. I want you to look at how you dress, because you're coming into professional people's office and you're talking about doing something for them, and it takes money to make it happen. I got to give you money to make this happen. What you cannot afford to do is look like you need every dime of this money. See, you when you go in there and you talking about money with another person, the person that's going to give you this money cannot, it can't look like you need every dime of this money. You know, so you got to start presenting yourself. And that's all I just said to him. I just said, man, but you know what? You sharp. You're going to make yourself some money. I'm going to help you out a little bit. I walked out. I went on about my business. Later on that afternoon, I had a meeting with the woman that brought him in. And she said, Mr. Harvey, you have no idea what you just did. He said his eyes just teared up when you walked out. He said, wow, man. That man don't even know me, and he just encouraged me. He said, man, I always thought I might could make it, but he said, I ain't never had nobody like him tell me I could make it. And just hearing it from him, man, that's all right. I'm gonna get my clothes together, but you know I've been homeless. And then he started telling the woman that he had been homeless. And so, you know, then she telling me that, now I'm finna cry because, you know, I've been in that hole before. And I'm just sharing that story with y'all just to say, you don't know who you talking to, but what does it hurt if you just extend your hand to a person and give them a moment of encouragement? See, this young brother right here, he could come back one day and be a major benefit to me because he has a skill set that I don't have. Oh, I might be old Mr. Steve Harvey, but hey, guess what? I don't know nothing about what this young cat know. And he done went off and educated himself. And just a word of encouragement from somebody like yourself can make all the difference in another person's life. So remember, on your way to the top, the more people that you help become successful, the more successful you become. It's a requirement of God that you do that. That ain't Steve Harvey talking. If you read your Bible, somebody got a Bible verse to back me up. Email it to me today if you know what it is. I don't know, but y'all do out there. All right, man. Oh, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is Steve Harvey. I'm trying to get your attention because it's done started. The morning show is on. I ain't got to tell you what station it is because you hear my voice, you own the station you need to be on. Now, they have these things like station ID and all like that, but if you listening to me, you already own the station. I'm on too many to go around the room announcing them. But all of them is great stations. And you greater for listening. Morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve.
What's up, Carla?
Morning, Steve, crew.
Cut it up, Junior.
Morning up.
Bill Foo.
Big dog.
In the building.
Yes, sir.
Got your
everybody
coffee,
in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check and make sure Junior has his coffee. I was just checking because
Monica was supposed to put the cream and sugar in there, Steve.
I didn't know their relationship was that way, though.
What? They just got into a major argument about cream and sugar.
I was listening. I didn't know they... I thought they had more of a, co-worker existed. This sound like something with, like, a relationship tendency.
Yeah.
Where the hell is your coffee at?
Exactly.
Is she iron your clothes, too?
He shut the room down with that.
We working on it.
All right. Work it.
But I'm not playing about my coffee, though. Every morning, it's the same thing.
Who are you talking to, though?
Mark.
Like that?
Yeah.
Junior?
Wait, you should have seen her jump up and go get it, though.
And she be over there just grinning?
Girl, you better take care of your man.
Yeah. Because she ain't got no problem come getting her nail money.
And they stay done.
And you know how she is about her nails.
Stay done.
You know, since all these years I've known Monica, Mississippi Monica, she never came in here a day without them done.
No. She alternates. She'll go to the salon and she does them herself.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. She can do them herself. Yeah. I can't do that.
Really?
I can't tell the difference
because she stay in the lines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's good.
I've seen girls with them nail polish look like I did it.
I ain't heard stay in the lines since coloring book.
Yeah. Don't draw outside the lines.
Man,
yeah, but it's something with those two. Lord. I don't know what it is, but it's something. Mm-hmm.
Just made the coffee. Oh.
You got it now? You good?
No, I'm good, man. Let's go on here. What we doing?
I cooked today.
A show.
Who?
I did. I put something in the microwave. I cooked.
That's warmed up some soup.
Shirley, putting something in the microwave to heat it is not cooking.
It's in the kitchen. Thank you.
It's here in the studio.
It's in a machine that heats stuff up, as far as I'm concerned.
That ain't cooking. That ain't, girl.
In my world, that's cooking. Thank you.
How is your husband's health?
That's messed up.
How's your husband's health?
What?
All right, 32 after, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So did you guys hear about the 5-year-old little boy in Florida who used his grandmother's Kindle and ordered a whole bunch of toys?
How much money?
When the grandmother came back from vacation, there were about 25 boxes at her door, and more kept coming. And a little boy said, "Grandma, what is that at our front door?"
He's been waiting.
Go ahead, little man.
That's an ass whooping now.
He ordered about $960 worth of toys. This is crazy.
You would never see none of that.
No.
How old is he?
He was just 5.
5.
Yeah. Oh, out of Florida. A little boy out of Florida.
Mm. He still went to school the next day?
We couldn't
he
do
won't
anything.
Make 6. He wouldn't make 6 with Adley Brown. That's for
no.
sure.
No. Okay. That's almost $1,000. Yeah.
You sit up there and, "Grandma, what's that at your door?" That's your ass.
Exactly what
you think it is.
All right,
I don't know. One of these boxes, and I see a toy in it, and I didn't order none.
Yeah.
Boy, when they find out who name on that, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to send that all back. Well, I can't.
That's not the most concerning thing.
These kids are.
Yeah, he's skilled. Yeah, he's skilled at technology. Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
But here go my favorite line. "Grandma, what's that on your porch?"
No.
Yeah, I love that. That acting.
Play it to the end, partner.
Yeah.
Well, that leads us to this hour's comedy segment in which Jay wrote. Jay, explain it, please.
Well, it has to do with millennials, and now a lot of them are becoming parents now, and mm-hmm. so now they have to tell their kids how tough they had it. How tough they had it when they was coming up. Like for instance, yeah. "See, boy, I didn't have a spaceship. I had to catch Uber everywhere."
Y'all got a spaceship.
Now you got a spaceship. I had to
oh,
call
I see
Uber.
What you said, Jay. Uh-huh. What yeah, millennials?
Yeah.
Yeah. What millennials
is gonna say to their kids when they
let
grow up?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Try to make it look hard.
You got one, Steve?
Hell no, I ain't got one. I just found out what the joke was.
Come on, Junior.
Dog, I had all this other stuff.
What parents today, what millennials will say to their kids.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Junior, you got one?
"I made it off of $15 an hour." I made it. Okay? 15.
Yeah. Count them.
Why don't you sit up here and talk about rough? Do you know back in the day, sometime the cable would go out, completely out.
Come on, Tommy.
Boy, let me tell y'all something. Y'all don't know nothing about no real singers, see? You don't know nothing about like Drake, boy. The Migos. Huh?
Yeah.
Sat Cardi B, Bruno Mars. Boy, y'all don't know nothing about no music. That was music, boy.
Kiki, do you love me?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all singing this mess right here. Don't nobody know about Kiki. Do you love me? Yeah.
These are what millennials are going to say to their kids.
This is what millennials are
going
to say.
So you just go, we had to FaceTime. Back in the day, all we had was FaceTime. You gonna sit up here and beam your ass over here without asking me?
That's a good one. You gonna beam your beam. Come on, Jay.
You sitting here talking about you got it rough. You don't know what rough is. I had to borrow money from my mama and my daddy.
Come on,
till I
made
it.
Yeah. Oh, these are also true.
Yeah.
Both parents.
Come on, Junior. Say something. What you complaining for? Huh? When I was your age, I was living with my parents. Do you hear me? When I was your, I lived with them.
Let me tell you something. Bro. Let me tell you
Come on.
I didn't have but 103 shoes when I was your age. 103 sneakers is all I had, boy. You're sitting up in here with 400 pairs of shoes. You don't know how you got it.
I like it, Tommy. Yeah. Count them, huh?
These are what millennials will say to their kids.
I'm sitting up in here. You don't even know how hard it was sitting up here having to email everybody.
Yeah.
Email and sending all these damn emails out. You sitting up in here reading my damn mind.
Nailed it. Yeah.
This is what millennials are going to say to their kids to let them know they had a tough time.
Okay.
Gas was $4.50 back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You paying $100. We were struggling, boy.
Yeah.
Come on, Junior.
You and that damn robot playing with each other. I had real friends. You hear me? I had real people I had to play with. You got a damn robot you just go play with.
Boy, you don't understand. You don't understand. We had our pants sagging around our behind when we was coming through. You got them way back below your thigh now. You don't know how good y'all got it.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know.
Complaining all the
time. School them.
I'm complaining. All I hear is complain. We had to carry our phones back in the day.
Yeah.
Now you ain't got the dial. You all you do is just blink your damn eyes and make a phone call.
You got a chip in your head.
Come on, Steve.
Y'all don't know what it was like back then. When we wanted to have a booty, we had to have butt implants.
Yeah.
We was getting silicone and all kinds of stuff shot in our ass. Now all you got to do is sit up here and imagine an ass, and here it is. People just looking at you and you making them see what you want them to see.
Oh, wow. Millennials.
I'm going to tell you right now, I had no choice. I had to be black. Now you can switch up nationality anytime you want. Now your ass is Asian when you come over here. You're Mexican when you want to be. Whatever's safest for you. Whatever's safest for you. You just gonna be that.
Don't know what we done went through.
We had to go through.
Boy, I had to wear glasses. You don't understand that. You got your whole windshield prescribed.
All right, Steve, come on, close it out. These are what millennials say to
their kids. Now y'all don't want a president no more. We had damn Donald Trump.
That's all you got to say.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here. She's going to update us with today's national news. But right now, as promised, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Tombstone.
What's wrong? What, you got a problem with Tombstone?
I'm not going to be your huckleberry.
Tombstone, here it is. Run it back, Cat.
Funeral home. It's Kendrick.
Hey, man, we got a problem with this funeral home. Let me ask y'all something. Look, y'all done messed around and put the wrong name on my auntie tombstone as well as the date, and we got a problem we got to get rectified, man. Y'all got
hold on, man. Calm down.
First of all, what is your name?
My name is Reggie, man, but y'all, I can't understand a funeral home making these kind of mistakes. You know, that don't make no sense. How long have y'all even been in the business to be doing something like this?
So this is a family business. We've been doing this 40-plus years.
Why are y'all making mistakes like this, man?
What's the problem? What's the mistake? What mistake you think we made?
Okay, look, man. We buried my auntie 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Rosetta.
Okay.
All right. Where you spell her name is Rosetta. Y'all got Rozetta.
Oh.
And she was born June 8, 1948. Y'all got August 6, 1940. Y'all got the dates mixed up, and y'all got her name mixed up. And what we ain't finna do is have my auntie arrested in peace with the wrong stuff on her tombstone. That don't make no sense, man.
Calm down. Bro, you keep yelling at me. I can't. There's no way I can help you if you're yelling at me. I need...
Well, fix the problem then, man.
Well, I can check the paperwork. I can check the paperwork and see what the problem is now. If you gave me the wrong information, your family gave me the wrong information, then we just put down what we was given. And if we got to change something, we'll change it, but it's going to cost you some more money.
Hold on. We're not paying another damn dime to that funeral home. Not another damn dime. The stuff's going to get changed on this damn tombstone, and we're not paying for nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you this here.
I'm saying we can help you out. I can help you, but if you gave me the wrong information, that's on you. I didn't do that. That's on you.
We didn't give you the wrong information. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. What is your name?
Funeral.
What is your name?
My name is Kendrick.
Okay, Kendrick. Let me tell you something. If this don't get changed by tonight, me and some of my cousins are finna come out there and start digging up bodies.
Y'all not coming over here and digging up nothing. Y'all, this is my family. You gonna disrespect my family and come over here and you gonna dig up what?
We're gonna dig up some bodies if y'all don't come, if y'all don't get this rectified on my head tombstone.
It's not gonna be none of that. I'm not having you coming over here. We're going to fix the problem. I'm going to check the paperwork, and I can get back to you. That's what I can do, but you ain't digging up nothing.
If y'all ain't fix this thing on my head tombstone by this evening, me and my cousin is coming out there digging up some of them damn dead bodies until y'all get this damn thing fixed.
Ain't going to be nobody coming over here and
digging up nothing.
Wait a minute. Listen. Hold on. See?
What?
Now I'm getting excited, too. Calm, man, let me just talk to you like a man. Listen, what I'm saying to you is, that the family fills out the paperwork, puts the name and the birth date on there. If it is incorrect, it has to be fixed. I have to call the man out here to fix it. And that's going to cost some money. I have to pay him. All I'm saying is, if that is the case, if the paperwork is incorrect, it's not on us, and I'm going to have to charge you a little extra money just so I can get it taken care of.
I'm not going to get charged. We ain't got no more money, man. We ain't got no more money. Y'all charge us an arm and a leg to bury my honey. We ain't got no more. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you one more time, Mr. Kendrick. If I don't see a child, I'm coming out there this evening to look at my honey tombstone. I'm coming out there. Now, if the date and the name ain't fixed, I promise you, so help me, I'm finna start digging up about it, and if your ass is out there, I'm going to put you in one of them holes that I done dug up.
Man, I tell you what, Reggie, you're not going to put me in no hole, man. I'm trying to talk to you and tell you what the deal is and how we will get this fixed. Ain't nobody coming out here and digging up nothing. I have to call somebody to get it fixed.
I bet you I'm digging up a hole and I'm putting your in it if you don't fix my auntie tombstone.
Then we both is going in the damn hole. That's what's going to happen.
No, we both going in there then. Because somebody, y'all done mess around and put the wrong date. Y'all done spell my auntie name wrong and everything. All of that.
Man, I don't even answer the damn phone. What am I going to my uncle get it? Listen. Reggie.
What?
We're not going to fix nothing. Me and you yelling at each other, we mean. We don't do this. Yelling at each other is not going to fix the problem. I still have to do a step here. I have to look at this paperwork.
So when is you going to look at it then?
Reggie, if you keep yelling, I don't even have time to even go over this paperwork. Every time I get ready to look at something, you yelling in my ear.
Okay, well, let me say this to you one more time. I'm coming. Matter of fact, I'm finna come out there right now. That's what I'm finna do.
You know what, brother? Come on in. I try to talk nice to your and tell you what to do. I told you that this is a family business, and you disrespected me. Man, you. You come out here. You ain't no cousin. We both going to whole day. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. See, I got you nice.
I'm going out there in just a minute.
You don't even know how to lift your to
kid. Well, you need to know that my is on my way, because I guarantee you, y'all going to change.
I could bring your in. Bring your
tombstone, I bet you they won't smell that wrong.
Oh, we're being come on, you. You and your cousin.
Well, I got something else I need to tell you.
What the else you got to say?
I said, is you listening to me, Kendrick?
What the you have to say, Reggie?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy. You just got pranked by your secretary with
yo.
You all right?
Man. You, Tommy. I'm okay. Damn.
Hey,
you
man.
You got me, man. You got me, man. Man, I wasn't even supposed to be in here today. Damn, I knew something was funny.
Oh, man. You all right now?
Yeah, you got me. But I was going to dig a hole for your today, trying to tell you.
All right, hey, man, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is Tombstone.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Does the ignorance ever stop on this show, ever?
Mm-mm.
Let's do this right
here.
I
don't see no reason. I haven't thought about it.
You have?
I am back in the saddle. Go to thomasmiles.com. That's thomasmiles.com. If you were looking for me to prank your mama, your daddy, your pastor.
Hey, man, you need to make up your mind. Now, what is you? Is you Thomas Miles?
What are you?
Nephew. Huh?
It's been changed. It's been changed. thomasmiles.com. Website has been changed. Just let me get this out so I can get my solicitors. Let me do that right quick. Just hold on, big dog. thomasmiles.com. You want me to prank somebody? Hit my website.
It's TNT.
Oh, God, that's the company. Boy, shut up. Shut up. Wonder Love, shut up.
Shut up, man.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is called Words That Black People on This Show Mess Up.
All right.
So let's begin. Number one, this is easy.
Yeah.
You do it a lot.
Yeah.
Dat dare.
Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah, that's a word.
I don't understand what the problem is.
That is
I can
a word,
find it in
man.
A dictionary for you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Dat dare?
Hey.
Yeah. Dat dare.
Hey. Look here, man. You gonna eat that there? Yeah. There you go. I'm hoping.
That's
if
it,
you
Junior
ain't gonna
boy.
Eat it, I can eat it.
That's it, Junior
that's
boy.
It. That's it, man.
Oh, my God. The correct way to say it, Jay and Junior and Thomas, is that over there? Are you going to eat that over
takes
there?
Takes too long.
That take too long.
Yeah.
Won't be nothing left.
Get right here. Dead there.
Go with that there.
That's how we identify stuff.
All right, let's move on.
You eat that there?
Or even better, Jay, what we going to do about that there situation?
Yes. That there. That over there.
Yeah. No, Shirley, you're so wrong.
All right, number two, bout to.
No, it's not bout to. Bout to.
No, it's about to.
I'm about to go upside your head.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to sleep. I'm about to watch some TV. I'm about to eat that there.
It's I'm going to or I'm about to.
Oh, no.
Not about to.
About to. No, I'm about to disagree with you, Shirley.
About you working on.
Hate you guys.
About to. That makes sense.
About to.
She got the about to face. She always
about to cry.
She about to cry.
What are you, Shirley?
I'm trying.
She about to cry about that there.
Here's another one. I hear this a lot on the show. I'm post to.
Tommy.
What is that? I'm post to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
I'm supposed to be off tomorrow, but I've changed my mind.
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah, I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
But since that daddy came up, you know.
Once
I'm
again,
about to go on come in.
That is incorrect. The correct way to say it is supposed to.
Can you say that, Shirley?
I'm supposed to.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I
nah.
say it all the time. Nah. Supposed to.
Nah.
I'm supposed to eat that there,
no.
but I'm about to change my mind. That's right. Yeah. That's all I'm about that.
Or,
and it's not supposedly.
Or,
it's
Shirley.
Supposedly.
Supposing I don't want to say it like that.
There you go. Correct.
Come on.
Come on with it, man.
Supposing I don't want
to
come right now this evening.
Talk, Tommy. So the people can understand what you're saying.
I don't understand. I didn't even know it was supposed. There's no supposedly.
No,
it's not supposedly. It's supposedly.
Okay. No.
Okay. Well.
All right. See what I'm saying?
Oh, that's perfect. That's easy.
I can't even believe easy. I said that.
Hit it with it, Jack.
See what I'm saying?
Okay, see what I'm saying? Let me tell you. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, what you've been trying to do is correct us. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't going to talk like that. We supposed to be talking like we talk. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I just want you guys to know there is a correct way of saying what you say.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, it's do you see what I am saying?
Who says all that?
And you can't see it, no way.
No, this has been hurting to me, Shirley, because I've never spoken proper English in my life.
But I'm just letting you know that there's another way to do things, okay?
Who says all that?
Not with that dad, ain't.
See what I'm saying? You are so wrong.
I'm about to be upset back then.
This is one I hear Steve say all the time, especially when he was on the road doing his stand-up. Mm-hmm. Mom and them.
Mom and them. Means a large group of people. Large mama involved.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mom and them.
What do you think it's supposed to be? I'm going over to mom and them's house.
No, it's mother and them or mama and them. It's not them. It's them. Here's Miss Ann with today's headlines.
Thank you very much, everybody. And this is Ann Tripp for the news. Good morning. The Department of Homeland Security has been rescreening every child in custody after the Christmas Eve death of an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy in New Mexico. The child was in Border Control custody with his father for 7 days. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleena says the officials want to know what happened.
This is an extraordinarily rare occurrence. It's been more than a decade since we've had a child pass away anywhere in a CBP process. So this is just devastating for us. We've got 2 Coast Guard teams deploying today to support our Border Patrol agents in checking the welfare of children in our custody. And we're working to move them to ICE and to better custody situations and releases as quickly as we can so that we don't have them in Border Patrol stations.
Authorities say the child was taken to the hospital with a cough and fever. He was sent away with a prescription. He was brought back later and died. Early this month, officials say that a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, also in custody, has died. A president first lady made an unannounced visit to Iraq yesterday to meet with U.S. troops working with the Iraqis to root out ISIS. Mr. and Mrs. Trump delivered holiday greetings in person to members of the military over there. They were well received, pretty much. They got a standing O. The visit follows criticism that Trump had yet to visit troops in a combat zone and more criticism over his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria and Afghanistan. On top of that, there was a report in the New York Times yesterday that asserts that Trump's father pulled strings to keep him out of Vietnam, allegedly getting 2 doctors to claim that he suffered from bone spurs in both heels in return for free or reduced rents in Trump buildings. A former sales exec for Marriott Hotels, timeshare outfit Marriott Vacations Worldwide, is suing Marriott for unlawful race discrimination, racial harassment, failure to prevent racial discrimination and retaliation. Dow Robinson said he was asked to dance during business meetings in front of his white colleagues and that a female coworker used a photo of Little Rascal's character Buckwheat to represent him during a team-building exercise. Robinson says he was the only African-American employee in the whole office. He was often left completely humiliated. He finally left. The Marriott people say they don't comment on legal issues. Christmas Day, a violent one in New Orleans. Authorities say there were 5 people shot, 2 killed across the city. One was a 48-year-old man named Leon Bush, who police say was shot a number of times on a street corner. His family says Mr. Bush was in town to visit relatives for the holiday.
It's really horrible to find out that this happened on Christmas. We don't know why, what was the reason, nothing yet so far.
Whoever did it, come forward. You're going to have a guilty conscience. You just took a man's life for nothing.
His niece says that Leon Bush leaves a wife and 3 daughters. Another woman was shot in the leg. A 15-year-old boy was shot in the neck while just looking out of his window. In another shooting, a 19-year-old woman was grazed. Another man was shot in the knee, and another man was shot and injured. Today, day 6 of the partial government shutdown. President Trump claims that many of those affected by the shutdown support it. Finally, today is National Visit the Zoo Day. And now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Save it. Save it. A new survey says 49% of adults between the ages of 18 and 36 cannot afford to cover the costs of a $500 emergency. Also, 28% of adults over the age of 37 admitted they had absolutely no money set aside to cover an unexpected emergency. According to Forbes, this could be why only 16.4% of students in the U.S. are required to take a personal finance course to graduate high school. Now, according to a study by the Next Gen Personal Finance, 76% of millennials lack basic financial knowledge. Yeah, because they have us parents to give them everything. 70% of millennials are stressed and anxious about saving for retirement, and 34% what live with their parents. There you go.
I'm tired of millennials. They get on my damn.
Millennials are something
and maybe
else.
It's because I got one.
Oh, I have one too.
Jesus, man. It's on my
can't handle a $500 emergency. Oh, yeah.
They don't have any money saved.
Nope.
Two of them live with me.
You have two. Yeah, we all
why
have kids.
Why are y'all so down?
We against
Tommy
the millennials.
They know every
me.
Damn
yeah.
thing. That's what
they
I don't like about
you. You can't tell
nothing.
Them anything. When you tell them something,
dumbass think they know everything.
I know.
Dumb as a damn doughnut. I know, I know. You don't know sugar, honey. I
what?
It's what you don't know.
Oh, they think they got it.
You don't know jack. Sugar, honey, iced tea.
I know.
You dumbass. Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Let me tell y'all this.
See, I don't have a millennial. My daughter is Generation Z.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they call yours?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That okay, I didn't know that. Okay, it's Generation. So what age is Generation Z? Like, my daughter's 13. So what is she Z? Is she in that?
She finna start getting on
younger. You were born from 1996 to 2009.
But I mean,
you got about two more years for this. She gonna start thinking she know everything.
Yeah, I was like that when
can
I was
I
that
say,
age.
I don't know if I can say this. On the radio. Y'all tell me if I can. I can't.
What?
As of last week.
As you know, last year.
My daughter became a lady. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Are you really talking about
lady.
This on
no.
the air?
Well, you know what I'm saying.
She, you're embarrassing her, Tommy.
Okay.
You have to think about that.
Her. She's embarrassing.
Yeah. And we as parents.
My wife said she was excited. I was like, what?
Okay, stop.
Man.
You know Shirley don't like this subject.
I don't, but I know it will embarrass your child. I know.
Okay.
It will. It really embarrass her. It's like when we were kids, Carla, coming up, you know, and our moms. We're talking about, she wears a bra now, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God.
Very embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. Monica.
Monica, mom ain't never said that.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for Comedy Roulette. Jay, set it up quickly, please.
Comedy Roulette is each week you guys test our ability to be comedians. We're going to show you how good we are. You give us a subject, stop the wheel on any subject. We can do a riff on it. That's how good we are. What
all right, Kat, you ready with
what
the wheel?
Got?
Let's
what you
go.
Got? What you got?
These are the subjects. Number one, ice cream.
Okay, ice cream. Yeah.
Number two, old music.
Oh, yeah.
Like back in the day. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
This boy.
Come on. Now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, number three, how to protect the food in the fridge.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
Number four, I'm not the bank.
Oh, that's
heard that before.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. Okay, number five, sometimes I feel like slapping the mess out of you.
That's
look at you. Look at them last two.
Yeah. All right, come on, Kat, let's go.
Spin the wheel.
Ooh, come on, slapping. slapping a mess out of you. Okay, how to protect the food in the fridge.
That's yours. So people don't steal it. Easy, very
okay,
easy.
Okay, let's go, Jay.
First one is you pick your teeth till they start bleeding, right? And then you bite your sandwich and wrap that in cellophane and shove that back in there. I'd be damned if anybody
with
eat that.
With blood on it.
Pick your teeth real good till they bleed. No, till they bleeding, right? Till they start bleeding.
Bite your sandwich.
And then bite your sandwich, wrap that in cellophane.
Ew.
See if it don't be there when you get back.
Gingivitis.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead. Come on, Junior. What you got?
First of all, who fridge we talking about? There ain't nothing in mine. It's very easy to protect my fridge. I ain't got nothing in there. A better subject would have been how to put food in the fridge.
All right, tell me what you got, man.
When you really want to protect something, what I would do,
okay,
get a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
All right, and write, let's see, where we at? We in 17. Put 1117 on there. right, January 1st, 17. Yeah, and then get what? And then write chitlins on the Ziploc. Yeah. And then write, don't throw away. Put that in the, I promise you. Ain't nobody bothering
you. That's a keeper, yeah. All right, come on, Steve.
See what you got, man.
The best way to protect your sandwich at work is to put it in a cellophane and then duct tape it.
It'll get tired.
So they don't even know what it is. But duct tape the whole sandwich.
How you gonna get back in there?
The whole sandwich.
Just a brick of duct tape in there. Ain't nobody gonna open up that damn duct tape.
Duct tape goes with everything, but not food.
Yes,
so,
yes,
not
yes,
not food.
Duct
yeah.
tape. Duct tape will protect.
So
your
that'll
sandwich.
Protect it. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it in and let it stand there for a long time.
All right. Oh, how man. To protect the food in the fridge, Jay?
Oh, the best way to do it is you can put it way inside. You can put it inside. Put sure you smash it up.
Uh-huh.
You take your sandwich and you ball it up real tight.
Okay.
As small as you can make it, and put it. And wrap it in cellophane, then stick that inside the baking soda box. Put it inside the baking soda box.
You got a balled up sandwich.
Like
a nugget?
That's what I'm talking about. But it will be there when you get home.
It'll be protected.
It'll be protected. What you got?
I tell you one way to really do it. Go by the dog shelter. Get an unhappy pit bull. Leave him in the break room. When they open that door.
Yes. I like this one.
Put the foot bill on the inside.
Yeah.
Just turn the temperature down just a little bit so he can survive.
Hey, I'm going to tell you.
So he's in the fridge?
Yes. No. Put him right there in the break room. They've been walking in there gracefully because they've been eating your stuff every day.
Cool.
This going to haunt that walk.
That's how much you got.
Okay, Junior, I got
Hurry.
To piggyback this one because I've done this one before. Our dog name is Chopper. I have put it in a Ziploc bag and put Chopper's sweet treats on there. But it backfired on me because my son, Jordan, and put some of Chopper's sweet treats in there and got it all confused with my kid.
I got one right quick.
All right, come on as we go, Steve.
You ready?
Come
10
on.
10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Put your whole lunch in a Pampers.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, today's strawberry letter. You don't want to miss that. But up next, nephew Tommy is here with today's prank phone call.
I got it for you. Your drunk ass husband.
Oh.
Yeah. Man. Your drunk ass husband.
He got rid of the parrot.
Hello?
You got to hold on a minute, okay? All right. I got your phone. I'll give your wife a call.
Hello.
All right. Right now, you're inebriated, sir. Okay? Right now, I should be taking you in, but I'm not going to do that. You let me. If she's able to come and pick you up, I'll let her come get you. All right?
Hello?
Officer Brian's going to put you in his squad car. I'm going to call your wife. I've got the phone dialing now. All right? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hello. Who am I speaking with, please?
Who is this?
This is Officer Daniels.
Officer Daniels, you just called from. This is my husband's number. Who is Officer Daniels?
I am Officer Daniels, ma'am. Your husband's actually been pulled over, and he's been another officer's car. He's a little bit inebriated here, and we're trying to see about getting him picked up. I'm trying my best not to take him in today, so I'm trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm trying to get someone to come and pick him up.
Hold on. Back up. You got my husband.
What I got here on the driver's license is Kenny.
And he's with you now.
He's actually in Officer Brian's squad car right now. So he was actually bobbing and weaving out on the road, and we pulled him over. He's not creating any problems. The young lady wasn't creating any problems. So what we're trying to do is get somebody to come and pick him up.
You don't have my husband because my husband is at work, so he can't be in no Officer Brian or in your car. Back up. Did you say somebody's with Kenny?
There was a young lady in the car, man. We're actually letting her go because she's not inebriated.
From the looks of it,
she's calling somebody to pick her up now.
Man, I can't believe this. Kenny, I know that dirty son got nobody in my car. That's my car. And you said that he had, tell me this, officer, tell me this. Look at that and tell me what she looked like. It better not be that. Better not be the one I think she is.
I have no idea. Excuse me, ma'am.
I know.
Ma'am, what exactly is your name?
About in my car, he's supposed to be working.
I'm sorry? Jasmine.
Okay.
You're Jasmine. Okay.
Bridget.
No, just stay there. We'll talk to you in a moment. Yeah, her name is Jasmine. I'm not sure who she is in relation to Gay, but...
Keep him there. Hold him there till I get there. I'm on my way. I'm on my way right now. Hey, Bridget, I want you to watch these children for me till I get back. I'm going to see if I can get me a ride up to the truck stop, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm still here.
Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, ma'am, listen, I can't stay here too much longer. I can stay here maybe another 15, 20 minutes. Somebody come get the car, but I got to keep moving here. I'm just trying to do a favor and not
listen,
take this guy
listen.
In.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I got my purse in my hand. I'm on my way to that truck stop. Please don't take that nowhere because I got something for his. And when I get there, I hope like hell it ain't that that's been calling me with me all through the night. Leave her there till I get there. Because I got some things that I need to take care of this day. Don't move the squad car till I get there. I'm on my way right now. Right now. I'll be there in a minute. That took my car and picked up that today. We done had arguments over this. It better not be that. It better not. I bet you it better not be her. It better not be her. I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. Keep that till I get there.
Okay, well, now there's a guy that was with Kenny. Let me close my door so you can hear me better, man. There was another gentleman that was in the back seat of the car that was riding with Kenny and the young lady.
I don't give a about no other rider with Kenny. You just make sure he's there when I get there.
Okay. Now, do you know who this other gentleman? Do you know nephew Tommy?
I don't care about no nephew Tommy. Nephew Tommy.
Cynthia. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your husband, Kenny, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, you and Kenny can kiss. Let me tell you what was just going to happen to Kenny and Nephew Tommy. I was going to go down to Bankhead and 285 and tell him when he get home, he's still going to be. Oh
my God. You all right?
Oh my God. Nah, I'm going to kick. Where you at, Tom?
Oh, man. He told me, he said, man, my wife don't play. He said, call my wife, man, to prank my wife. You all right, Cynthia?
I'm good, Tom. I'm good. But what for real, though? Is he at work? Or you with
no, he at work. He at work. He in your car at work. He works.
You better be at work.
Hey, baby, tell me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. I don't know.
Sometimes you got to get your drunk-ass husband, you know? You have to control your drunk-ass husband.
Come and get your drunk-ass husband.
Yeah, got to do it.
Won't he do it? Prank CD in Walmart today. Get your copy right now.
Hey, coming up at the top of the hour.
What about your pastor, Bishop Ulmer?
Oh, Lord.
You want to get him pranked?
Hey, man, some of these
pastors.
You're going to
mess
have,
around and get cussed out, though.
Yeah, don't
go down there with Bishop Ulmer if you want to. You're going to find out something about real manhood over there.
He
ain't
going
to play with you.
Okay.
He's going to let you have. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm going to run it come Monday when I get through, though.
He's from East St. Louis, Illinois.
They don't play.
Okay. Just telling you that.
Never had recess. Why? Because they don't play.
Okay. They don't play in East St. Louis. They ain't got nowhere to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter.
Let me in. You with me, baby, day and night.
at your side. When I'm not with you, you're texting me all night. Sending pictures, lots of pictures of your breast or your behind. And it seems like every minute you keep blowing up my line. This could lead us to a breakup. You would smother any guy. I'm gonna tell the truth. Prepare yourself to cry. You text me 5,000 times plus 7. Can't get away. I gotta say I'm sick of you. You text me 5,000 times plus 7. Can't get away. I gotta say I'm sick of you. You text me 5,000 times plus 7. Can't get away. I gotta say.
Listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell him, Steve.
You know what?
What?
To ask me every day to repeat what this woman has been telling y'all. Daily,
woman,
it's starting to get on my nerves.
This woman.
Now, this
you
woman,
can send
you
a letter in if you want to, or you can keep your damn problems to yourself. try to figure it out. I don't like keep begging nobody. Let me help. Let me help. Let me help. Man, whatever.
But we're here to help you, though. We are. And by this woman, I guess
what
I'm this woman.
What this woman is doing to me?
You this woman?
Who this woman? I'm this woman.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, closer than close best friends. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a male best friend that I want to be more than friends with. I was taught that the man is supposed to pursue the woman, so I've never attempted to tell him how I feel about him. We have been friends for 10 years, and although we have a strictly platonic relationship, our friends and family make jokes about us already being a couple. My mom even refers to him as her son-in-law. He lives 400 miles away, but we see each other several times a month. He always pays for my flight, hotel, rooms, meals, whenever I go to visit him. When he comes to see me, he spends time with my mom, and he makes plans for us to see movies, concerts, plays, etc. I have even been on his family vacation. I know that our friendship is not normal, and we do everything a couple does except for have sex. He has never shown any interest in dating me, but it's so obvious that he likes me. Every time he gets a new girlfriend, he shares everything with me about their relationship. He even had a child a few years ago, and I was there for him when things didn't work out with him and the child's mom. He's perfect for me, and I can't imagine my future with any other man but him. I want to let him know how I feel, but the thought of rejection terrifies me. Stephen Shirley, what do you think? Can a man be close friends with a woman and not have any feelings for her? This is driving me crazy. I want him and only him. Should I tell him? Well, yeah, I think you should tell him. I really do. I don't think you have anything to lose. I think you have everything to gain. I think you should definitely take a risk. Plus, I think he likes you too, like you said in the letter, because he spends so much of his time and his money with you. Okay, those things are important. So he does that a lot with you. And that's what makes me think he likes you. Not just you, but he spends time with your family and you spend time with his family. I mean, 10 years, come on, that's a long time. I mean, there should be nothing that you can't share with this man, especially your feelings. After all, you've certainly been there for him. I mean, with his girlfriends and his son and all of that. I really hope that your friendship can and will withstand it if you guys do decide to take this to the love level, you know, but you got to tell them first. Somebody has to break the ice. Even if you try it and it fails, I hope that you guys can be friends and come through it. People always say that you should be friends first, and you guys are definitely that, and you've been friends for 10 years. That should mean something. Steve?
That's a good answer, Shirley. That's
it was
good
cute.
Answer.
It's cute.
Come on.
There's so much you just got scared to leave out of this damn letter.
That's why we have you, darling.
You know, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. You know, now this woman right here is in a dilemma. 10 years. Mm. Flying into town, live 400 miles away. Pay for all your tickets to come see him. Y'all go on family vacations together.
Yeah.
Y'all sitting up here doing everything as a couple. Oh, you flying in, see each other several times a month. He paid for your flight, hotel room, meals, whenever you go to visit. Then he comes see you. Mm-hmm. Spend time with your mama. Makes plans for y'all go see movies, concerts, plays. All this right here. Okay, well, what the hell wrong then? Well, let's go and get to it. Something is wrong. Because he doing all this, and then you tell him how you been there for him, and he had other girlfriends. He tell you all about him, and he had a son a couple of years ago, and you was there for him when it didn't work out between the mom and the baby. The boy's sleeping with somebody. Oh, definitely. It ain't you. Why has he not made a move on you? And why you want him so bad and he's so perfect for you, but he can't see that in you? It could be one of two things only with a man. Number one, he is afraid that if he makes a move to you, that it will destroy the friendship. And he's just hanging around because there's something stupid about him where he has not figured out that you have a physical and a mental, spiritual attraction to him. That's the first option. That's the one that you hope it is. Now, the second reason he ain't said nothing is because he ain't attracted. Now, this is going to be a deafening blow to your ego. So now what you got to do is, he's told you about all of his other girlfriends. Look them up on Facebook and get a picture of them. Now, if you ain't in the same arena as them girlfriends, you have your answer. He's not attracted to you. That's going to be hard. Now, chances are, I don't think that's the case. Because we don't spend money on.
No, we don't.
Right. Time and money.
We do not spend time with people we are not attracted to. We just dudes, man. And I'm sorry, but we are just dudes. So I'm hoping it's the first one. That he's afraid that he would lose your friendship before he's had the courage and the nerve to make the move. Because it's something about you that's so special that he don't want to say nothing. I let a girl get by with me for years like that. Her name was Michelle Pierce. All through high school, even through college. My God, man.
You didn't say anything.
Man, just wouldn't say.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Strawberry Letters subject today, closer than close, best friends, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to it. Part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Closer than close, best friends is the subject.
Yeah, here this woman been friends with this man for 10 years. They've done everything together. Vacations, flying 400 miles away. He take her to plays, concerts, go take her mama out. They do everything together. Even the family done joked about him. Y'all ain't a couple. But he done had a relationship with other women, tell you all about him. Y'all ain't never talked about this. I find this so difficult to believe. You mean y'all ain't said, I mean, put his ain't held your hand in the moving, nothing. Man, what's up? Y'all just friends. Men don't do this. He had a baby with another girl a couple years ago. That obviously broke your heart. That didn't work out. Now you're going, well, what about me? What about me? Well, what about you? Like I said, there's only two things could be stopping this. He is so afraid
of losing your friendship, that he's hanging on the outskirts thinking you don't really see him that way, and he's just hoping you come around one day. Men can do that. Because men don't spend money on women that we're not attracted to. We just don't do that. I don't.
That's funny.
I know. It's just funny it's the way he says it.
Yeah. True, he's right about it.
I'm just telling you, in a crude way of putting it, I just want you to understand what it means. Now, the other thing is, he's not attracted to you. And that would be the most devastating reason. Because nothing you can do can make him attracted to you after 10 years. But I seriously doubt that that's the case. Because he keep flying to you.
Yes.
Man, you mean something to this dude. And I got news for you. He loves you. I have news for you. Ain't no dude doing nothing for no woman for 10 years. He don't love her.
You might be onto something, sir. I agree.
I got it. Mm-hmm. He loves you. And he wants to be in love with you, but he don't want to lose the love part, so he's scared of mentioning the in love part. It's time to walk past his ass naked.
Come on, boy. What?
Drastic
time. Got enough, boy.
Just hell. Come on, boy. Friends.
Yeah. She's got to do something
y'all
to break
friends.
The ice.
You sitting there.
Excuse
he's watching
me.
TV.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Put some heels on and walk right in front of that damn TV and act like you doing something else.
While the game is on.
A cup of coffee in your hand, some eyeglasses, and like you read. And just walk your ass right across that TV, straight naked.
Butt ass.
Yes, now, we finna find out right after that. Because I would, now, if his comment is this right here, this one you got a problem. Baby, you forgot to put your clothes on.
Oh,
and we
it's
got
over.
A problem.
Oh, you blocking
it's
the
over.
TV.
Yeah, it's yeah. over.
Yeah. But if you walk past there and you go, and you don't hear nothing, but then you look back and he's staring at it.
Yeah. We in.
Then you walk over there and sit your naked ass right next to him and act like y'all friends and keep watching that game and see how long that damn game.
That game don't matter.
New game four tonight.
Steve, is there a difference between naked and butt ass naked? So which
yeah,
should
be? Naked. Yeah, naked. Naked is when you just take your clothes off.
Uh-huh.
But she butt
be...
ass naked
there
is
you
when
go.
You walk around in front
yeah,
of somebody for them to see you naked. See, there are two naked.
I
you naked,
something.
You come out
oh, yeah,
the shower.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
You butt ass naked, you walk in there so they can see you.
With them heels on. Woo! Oh.
Yeah, not just naked, butt ass
naked.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's
yeah.
two different things. And quit coming to bed barefoot all the time.
Yeah.
What? Some damn heels on and up the ante.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some coming in here barefooted. You know you look better with your up on your toes.
Lift that up. I'm with you, Steve. Put that in the air.
Yeah.
Hoist it. Things look better in the air.
You ain't lying.
You'll find something out real quick.
So she's got to let him know. You agree with that for sure. She needs to do something. They need to break the ice.
Yeah.
They, you talk about 90-day rule. They done went 9 years.
Yeah.
10 years, yeah.
10 years.
And he spent a lot of time and money with her.
That's, okay.
He has never shown any interest in dating me.
See?
Who?
Oh.
Oh.
That's what she says in the letter. He has never shown any interest in dating me.
You don't understand.
But
don't
it's
understand.
So obvious that he likes
yes,
me.
Yes, he has.
If it's me. So obvious, dear, let's go. Let, here
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, then
look,
take
look,
the risk.
Look, you got litmus tests. Mm-hmm. You got pregnancy tests. You got, they got cancer tests out there. You could take an HIV test. You could take a diabetes test. You got to take the butt-ass naked.
I like that. Write that down, Jake.
Write
that down, Jake.
Hold on, Steve. Write that down.
Butt-naked test.
No, not butt-naked.
Butt-ass naked.
Butt-ass naked.
Oh, that was
yeah,
profound.
You got to take the test. Yeah. It's a test. Everybody got tests for everything. It's so obvious. Well, we got a way to find out.
Butt-ass naked.
You know, you think you obviously pregnant, but we got a way to find
uh-huh.
out. You think you obviously sick? We got a way to find out.
You made me proud.
Yeah, man.
You ain't got to do that.
I'm tearing up.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
No, one more time. One more time. It's the difference between
naked and butt-ass.
Butt naked.
Tell him.
Naked,
tell him,
naked is when you come out the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Naked is when you're taking a bath.
Mm-hmm.
Naked is when you're changing clothes for to get dressed. You just naked.
But when you walk out in front of somebody for them to see you,
come on here.
That now becomes butt ass.
That's what we're talking about this morning.
And let me give you a couple of suggestions, lady. The next time you naked and you really want to get it, put a necklace on.
What is that going to do?
That's all. Girl.
So heels to bed, Whoa.
Did you just ask me what that's going to do?
Yeah. Yeah,
fellas,
jewelry?
Fellas,
yeah.
She come to bed naked with just a necklace on. Boy.
Jay, back up off the mic.
Nuh-uh.
That's what it do.
All right,
the boy
listen.
Done said something, Shelly.
We got to go. Thank you, Steve. We got to go. Email us or Instagram.
Shelly, let's go over this again with your clean naked and butt-ass naked.
We don't have time, Jay. We got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts to my girl, Shirley, okay? Thank you so very much. All right, more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you are the resident relationship expert on the show. No question. And you know there are some folks involved in a friends with benefits situation. You know, a lot of people, you know, in those kind of relationships. But there are boundaries, of course. As in any relationship, you should still be honest and not take the situation for granted, though. A few mishaps could land you back in the friendship zone with a quickness, of course. And even if the arrangement is super casual, then Tommy becomes the expert. You know?
Yeah. If it ain't nothing.
I keep it casual.
Yeah.
Keep it casual, Tommy.
I keep it casual.
So here we go. Not being honest about your intentions.
Steve, go ahead.
Not being honest about your intentions.
Not being honest about your intentions.
I mean, you want me to...
Yeah, so, Carla, how does this work? So Steve answers and Tommy comes back? Is that how...
Yeah, because Steve is always saying that you can't have friends with benefits.
Okay, so... All right, so if someone is lying or not being honest about their intentions.
Well, you know, it's bad news for you because, you know, look... Eventually, all everything comes to light. So you might as well, if you're just going to be friends with benefits, just be honest.
Okay.
Here's the money. Here's the money. Let me hit this. I'm gone.
Look here.
Yeah.
I don't love you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just being real about what we doing and what we doing. We both cool with that. I'm honest by my intentions. We gonna do this till we don't want to do this no more. This ain't about no love. Matter of fact, we doing it from, we can't even make eye contact because this ain't love at all. Don't gaze at me. What?
Once you look at me,
you look at me or you look back at me, don't look back at me when we in the moment. Look forward.
Don't look back at
Don't look back. That's in the moment. You in love now. Don't do that. That's just being honest. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's brutally
honest. I know.
Okay. You have to do it. You have to do it, though.
Acting jealous, not allowed.
Not good.
You know, it's a little tough, man, when you have an arrangement and you know it's just friends with benefits because the other person could have somebody. And so being jealous is just... You're supposed to be able to play a little bit better.
Wait your turn. It ain't your turn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait your turn.
I'm not doing good with that part.
You're not good
when
with that part?
When I show up with my wife, what is your lip out for? What the hell is wrong with you today?
Why are you pouting?
He said, what the hell is wrong with you today?
What is wrong with you? And why is you texting me? You see I'm over here. We talked about this.
If you walk past me and my wife one more time.
You better get your lip back in. Damn, your rent paid for. What did you got your mind for?
Oh, my God. This boy here.
He said, why is your lip?
Get your nephew, Steve.
Okay, here's another one, guys. Assuming yes is forever instead of yes for now. Play your position.
Well, you know, if you've agreed to be with somebody for a period of time, and you know that's all it is, then that's all it is. You really can't expect no more than that.
Somebody always catch feelings and mess every damn thing up. Oh, my God.
You know good and damn well. This for 6 months. You know that. You know we're not going to last no longer than that. Ain't no sense in you wondering how Christmas going to go. It ain't finna go with you. You ain't finna get none of that Christmas. No.
Oh, my God.
About October, we going to fade up out of here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Don't be looking for us to break bread, have turkey dinner. We ain't doing that.
Oh, no. Man.
Christmas is December 26th. Now, just deal with it.
Deal with it.
Cold.
This is cold.
I know it is.
Let me
don't
give you my
cup. Plug that tree back
up. I got a family.
No, I got to be with a kid.
Okay. Plug the tree back
Christmas
up.
December 29th.
Okay, moving on. No dissing allowed, disappearing acts without explaining what's happening. Okay? Can't do it.
Well, you know, it's kind of touchy because, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you say you're going to be here, mm-hmm. you know, you should be here. It's an agreement, an arrangement that we have.
That's true.
Yeah, because if I don't know where you at, you might be outside my damn house, and that could get ugly. That just gets ugly. When I see
I've been on vacation with my damn family. What is you? What? What? And no, you don't get a vacation. I can't go nowhere with you.
What?
Yes, those are pictures we took.
What? So I don't want to hear about the disappearing. Why did I leave while you was in the shower? Because she was calling me. I got to go. I can't sit here and wait on you to get out, dripping wet. I got to go. We through with what we was doing. I got to go.
I hate this segment.
I do, too.
You know what? This segment is helping somebody. It's all about helping. Yeah, we helping.
Man.
We here to help.
Why I can't get a vacation if she get one? She my damn wife. They got Facebooks and stuff. Where's we fist to go?
And why do I have to keep having this same damn conversation?
You gonna mess around, be out disagreement.
That's what's gonna happen, Junior.
Yeah. That's what me and you gonna mess around, be out disagreement.
Yeah.
Okay, when we said, you know, we're friends with benefits, you knew I had kids, and you said, you know, you would sometimes take them out.
Take them where?
Occasionally.
Hell,
you know,
no.
You would be nice to my children.
No. Yeah, you know, friends with benefits, and you did say you was going to take kids out.
Yeah.
You know, they kids, you know, they have things they look forward to.
Right.
You
got
to honor your obligation, at least get them to the park.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Them your damn kids. You seen my profile on Facebook? I'm married with kids. Them your kids. Them ain't mine. What's I got my talk? Own damn kids.
If they see you out somewhere, their kids need to match up.
You
don't look
now
nothing
you
like your kids on
he
your
said
profile.
Their kids got to match up.
And your kids better not speak to me when they see me out, damn it.
All right,
your kids running up on me for why is they running on me here?
We have to go. This segment right here is
Mr.
horrible.
Mr. Tommy.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so these are commercials that we hear all the time. And Jay, you kind of wrote this segment, so tell us what this is all about.
Here's how it goes. We're going to play some of these commercials that are on the radio, that you see them on television. You hate them, and the reason you hate them is because they play them all the damn time. But you can't stop singing them.
They mean it's working, then.
They mean it's working,
yeah.
Like, for instance, everybody's heard this one. Play it. Hit it, Cat.
Have a structured settlement, and I need
cash
now.
JG Winkler.
Settlement.
No. It do get on your nerve, though.
I hate that commercial.
JG Winkler. Got 776 now.
Yeah, I sure couldn't have done this one.
You don't know none of these.
You don't know none of these.
You ain't seen none of these.
All right, what about this one?
800-588-2300.
I know you
this
heard
guy
that
is not. Is this guy is no longer with us, but this commercial lives on, man. He's still around. All right, play number four.
What? I still got that.
It's all the same.
Stupid but effective.
Yes. A singing cat.
Give me the next one, man.
For the best car insurance rates in town, call 1-800-GENERAL now.
Yes.
Not the one with Shaq on
that. This one with Shaq.
Shaq on
Shaq. Yeah, with Shaq.
With Shaq.
How he
but
get in that
general,
car?
The little general, and that helmet.
So and funny. Shaq in that car.
In that car,
where
man.
Is there a car that can fit the general and Shaq?
Yeah. Shaq is in a lot of commercials.
Oh, man, he's got a lot of Shaq. Shaq's making money, man. Mm-hmm.
Shaq's making money. He's the new pitch man, seems like.
His
commercials are great.
I'm making so much money. I'm making a lot of money. All right, give me the next one, Kat.
Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Yeah.
Stanley Steamer gets carpet cleaner.
Yes.
Say it, Steve.
Yes.
That was my jam.
Yes.
1-800-STEAMER.
Oh, that's right. That's so you nice. Like that. That was your competition.
Well, I wanted to be Stanley Steamer so bad. If I had the money for that yellow truck with that red writing on it. But I had a blue truck with white writing on it, and it was a...
Steve
74 Econoline van I had bought and put wall-to-wall carpet clean.
Give me the next one, Kat. You know this one too, Steve. I know you know this one.
Safe Flat Repair, Safe Flat Replace.
Yep.
Safe Flat Repair. Uh-huh. You know what? I never know what the hell they're saying. All I know is Safe Flat Repair, Safe Flat Replace.
They say Safe Flat Repair, Safe Flat Replace.
Oh.
That's the glass.
I thought they were saying Safe Flat Repair.
So far, one commercial for me.
Yeah. But you're going to know this one, Steve. You're going to know this. Play the next one, Kat.
The best part of waking is folders
in your car.
Now that's class.
That's childhood right there.
Folgers got good ass.
Hit it again, Kat. Hit it again, man.
The best part of waking up is folders in your car.
He got his eyes closed, man.
What house is that? That ain't my house with Folgers in it. Ain't nobody that happy.
All right.
I have coffee every day. Coffee.
No, I'm talking about, you remember how happy the people was in the
man.
Kitchen?
I'll be that happy. Yeah. Me and my girl, we that happy.
They love with coffee, man. They love coffee. All right, now I know you know this one. It's the most annoying. Play it.
In the arms
I can't stand that.
It's so sad.
Is that that dog commercial?
Damn time for these dogs.
Man, don't you hate that?
Dog, I can't stand that dog. They ain't a commercial this good for starving ass kids.
Yeah.
They put some time into these damn.
And that's a real song.
They caught them dogs in their worst state.
Oh, them dogs be
them
looking
dogs
so sad.
So sad.
And I feel so bad for the damn dog.
Yeah.
But I don't be wanting to feel that right now.
You turn the channel, dog.
Of an angel. The dog ain't got no fur on him over there shivering on a chain. Man, why are you filming the damn dog? Save him.
Yeah. Man, what about that dog that hobbled out there killing and look back at
oh,
you?
Oh, man, the dog. You can't take it, man. All right, this is the last one. This is the one. Check this one out. I know you heard this one.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids.
Yes.
1-877 cars for kids.
Ain't even playing.
Boy, they ain't playing. They all feet too.
Yeah. 1-877 cars for kids.
I'm saying, where they get this
K-A-R-S cars for kids.
Somebody hurry up, get ass.
It's just some stage in your head. 1-877. Give these kids a car.
Somebody hurry up and give them a car.
Jay, you have a lot of time on your hands. Yes, you
do. He is the one that has stayed in my head the longest.
Which one?
Oh, I like to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, from a kid. Yeah.
That is what I truly like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. I hated that dog.
Dog,
you
know it.
61 and still know it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's because they affect.
Whose goal is to be a damn hot dog? That's some low aiming ass right there.
It's so good. That's what they want
to
be.
Oscar Mayer wiener. Are you kidding me?
Campaign.
You want to be in some boiling water?
What's up, my baloney?
That's a first name.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
O-S-C-A-R. Yeah.
Plus.
Commercials wear you out, man.
It's O-S-C-A-R. The baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why I'm saying, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-O-G-N-A.
How's that?
But you know what it is, though? When you put kids, it's the kid. When you put kids in those commercials.
It wins.
Yeah.
They win.
Yeah. They really
so
do.
So cute.
Yeah, because they're adorable.
So they, yeah.
How about this one right here? Mm-hmm. Oh, how many seconds?
Come on.
Oh, I ain't got that. I can't do it. Either.
Okay, well, we'll do yours when we come back, okay? More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're back. We were doing some of our favorite commercials from today and then, of course, from the past that we
this
hate.
This is the one I hated, but we had to play it all the time in our house.
What? Which one?
All I want for Christmas is to be tall. I'm so tired of being short.
You
gotta
sing it.
All I want for Christmas is
one,
to be tall.
No, I don't remember this at all.
I'm so damn tired of being short.
You had to be tired
of that. Just let me be tall. That's all I ask.
He back in
again. I don't want much for Christmas.
Tommy J.
Let. Yep. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony Brown.
Everybody had to learn that. Boy, if this boy don't quit singing that. My daddy used to set your ass up. You finna be tall. Your damn daddy ain't tall.
Well, that was cute, Steve. Tommy, you don't remember that?
I don't want to talk about
it. Still singing.
I don't want to talk about it.
Short-term memory loss.
And what you got?
Short-term memory loss.
Steve got these long-range goals.
Did McDonald's have a song?
No, they had a jingle. They had a to all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a set seed bun.
Yes, McDonald's.
Why do I remember that?
It was effective.
Hey, man, I've been looking at that McDonald's commercial, man. I actually wants me. I didn't know they had a Big Mac Grand now.
Yeah.
Oh. What?
A Big Mac Grand.
Bigger than the Big Mac?
I didn't know. I saw it on the commercial.
That's a lot
man,
of
I
want
to go try that.
You can't have it, huh?
Oh, I got
you stop eating meat?
Day.
What? No, never.
Did he insult you?
Never.
Did I insult you? I'm sorry, man.
My father will come out of his grave.
He really is a Chapman.
Talking about you don't eat no meat. Boy.
Steve, you don't think you could give up meat?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
What was the
longest? I had 21 days. 21 days. 21, I did my detox for 21 days. Gave up meat.
How'd you feel?
I felt great. I mean, I was actually light.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you lighter?
I got clear headed. Really good.
You have more energy.
I mean, I can have energy with meat too, though. So.
Yeah, that's what you
make
get
no
energy.
Mistake.
You just have to eat the right things. I mean, you know, let me tell you who has one. Wolfgang Puck grows all of his Wagyu beef on the same farm in the United States. And it's pretty good. I actually have liked it better than Japanese Wagyu beef.
One of them got too much marble, Steve. One of them does.
Too much fat in it? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Too much.
Really?
Okay.
I don't eat
this one. I don't even
I think Wolfgang
I don't either, Junior. I'm with
you. Found a great blend.
I'm a sit out.
Their steaks are excellent.
I don't eat.
I said marvelous threw him all the way.
Marvel.
Yeah, I didn't even know. What
I had no idea what he was talking about either.
No. Talking to these two right here. Jay and Kier, it's like old new money and new no money. It's like you just go, wow, what have you all done with your time on the planet?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is called Words That Black People on This Show Mess Up.
All right.
So let's begin. Number one, this is easy.
Yeah.
You do it a lot.
Yeah.
Dat dare.
Yeah, that's a word.
Yeah, that's a word.
I don't understand what the problem is.
That is
I can
a word,
find it in
man.
A dictionary for you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That dare?
Hey. Yeah.
That dare.
Hey. Look here, man. You going to eat that there?
Yeah. There you go.
I'm hoping.
That's
if
it,
you
Junior
ain't
going
to eat it, I can eat it.
That's it, Junior
that's
boy.
It. That's it, man.
Oh, my God. The correct way to say it, Jay and Junior and Thomas, is that over there. Are you going to eat that over
takes
there?
Takes too long.
That take too long.
Yeah.
Won't be nothing left.
Get right here. Dead there.
Go with dead there.
That's how we identify stuff.
All right, let's move on.
You eat that there?
Or even better, Jay, what we going to do about that there situation?
Yes.
That there. That over there.
Yeah. No, Shirley, you're so wrong.
All right, number two, bout to.
No, it's not bout to.
No, it's about to.
I'm about to go upside your head. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm about to watch some TV. I'm about to eat that there.
It's I'm going to or I'm about to.
Oh, no.
Not about to.
About to. No, I'm about to disagree with you, Shirley.
About you working on.
Hate you guys.
About to. That makes sense.
About to.
She got the about to face. She always
about to cry.
She about to cry.
Oh, sorry, Shirley. I'm trying.
She about to cry about that, Dad.
Here's another one. I hear this a lot on the show. I'm post to.
Tommy.
What is that? I'm post to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
I'm supposed to be off tomorrow, but I've changed my mind.
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah, I'm supposed to. But since that daddy came up, you know.
Once again,
about to go on come in.
That is incorrect. The correct way to say it is supposed to.
Can you say that, Shirley?
I'm supposed to.
Oh, no.
I say it all the time. Supposed to.
Nah.
I'm supposed to eat that, but I'm about to change my mind. That's right. Yeah. That's all I'm about that.
Or,
and it's not supposedly.
Or,
it's
Shirley.
Supposedly.
Posing, I don't want to say it like that.
There you go. Correct.
Come on. Abs,
come on with it,
come
man.
Posing, I don't want to come right now. This evening.
Talk, Tommy. So the people can understand what you're saying.
I don't understand. I didn't even know it was supposed. There's no supposed.
No,
it's not supposedly. It's supposedly.
Okay. No.
Okay.
All right. See, I'm saying.
Oh, that's perfect. That's easy.
I can't even believe I said that.
Hit it with a jack.
See, I'm saying.
Okay. See, I'm saying. Let me tell you. See, I'm saying. Yeah.
No,
what you've been trying to do is correct us. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ain't going to talk like that. We supposed to be talking like we talk. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I just want you guys to know there is a correct way of saying what you say.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, it's do you see what I am saying?
Who says all that?
And you can't see it, no way.
No, this has been hurting to me, Shirley, because I've never spoken proper English in my life.
But I'm just letting you know that there's another way to do things, okay?
Who says all that?
Not with that dad, ain't.
I'm thinking,
see what I'm saying? You are so wrong.
I'm about to be upset about this.
This is one I hear Steve say all the time, especially when he was on the road doing his stand-up. Mm-hmm. Mom and them.
Mama means a large group of people. Mama involved.
Yeah, that's
what it is.
Mama them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last break of the day. We've had a great morning today.
Absolutely.
Yes, we did. We had fun today. Steve, it's time for you now to take us home with your closing remarks. What you got for us today, Steve?
Today, I want to talk to you about something. I was talking with Kira about it, and he sent me something. And I thought this would be good because this is more of a spiritual piece of motivation for you. Because I'm talking to people right now who believe that there is a God. I'm talking to people who believe in God. If you're an atheist and all that, I ain't talking to you. No bad. You can just turn off right now because I'm pretty sure you won't get this. But if you're a person who knows God, but you ain't really that close to him, or you know him and you believe in him, but, you know, I mean, look, just maybe you ain't been down to church in a while. Maybe you ain't been around no spiritual people in a while. This is who I'm talking to. I'm talking to myself today. I'm talking to myself about a subject that I need to remind myself of all the time. And I want to remind you of this too. Listen to me. Don't allow God's promises to fall on deaf ears because he's talking to you. See, this is a real one, y'all. Don't allow God's promises to fall on deaf ears because he's talking to you. See, all of God's promises are for each and every one of us. He's talking to us. Don't get fooled and faked out here in life that God done forgot about you, that God don't recognize your voice, that God don't see what you're going through, that God ain't got no feelings for you. That's a trick of the devil. God loves you, man. He created you. God has a space for you in his heart, but you got to call on him. You know how many times he just showed up on your behalf without you calling? Imagine what would happen if you had a relationship with him. Because all of you know that no matter how bad your life has been, don't you know it could have been worse? I talk to inmates all the time to say, man, I'm just so grateful that I'm sitting here because I could have been dead. I know people in prison who have said to me, man, if I hadn't come to prison, I would be dead. I know people, man, who just barely escaped going to prison. If it wasn't for just something that happened, I would have been locked up today. Don't you know that was him? Who else was it? You think somebody put a call in that saved you? Who put a call in that stopped you from getting in that car, little Steve Harvey, when you were sitting on them steps broke and your boys came by to do this robbery and told you all you had to do was drive? All I had to do was go get in the car and they was going to give me $1,500. That's all I had to do. I went in there to get my coat. My partner met me on the porch and said, hey, man, this ain't what you do. You're going to be somebody, Harv. I don't know what you're going to be, but you're different from us. Let us go on down there. If I get something, I'll give you a little something on it, man. But don't get in this car with us because this ain't what you do. You know who that was? That was God saving me. That was God administering some grace to me. That was God, man, who spared me. Two of them dudes that went down there, they still in prison. I'm on the radio. I'm trying to tell you. Go back, take inventory of your life. You can find somewhere that God has done something for you without you asking. Now, suppose you had a relationship with you. So what I'm finna tell you real quickly is, don't allow God's promises to fall on deaf ears because he's talking to you. When God promised to come to give you life and give you life more abundantly, he's talking about you. That's a promise of his. He's talking about you. When he says that you have not because you ask not, he was talking to everybody. Most people don't have what they want in life because they ain't never asked God for it. It's one of the most important scriptures out there. You have not because you ask not. Why aren't you asking? You keep trying to figure your life out. Why don't you ask him? Trying to figure out the next move. Why don't you ask him? You want a better car, better home, better job, better family? Have you asked him for it? When he said he would lead you beside the still waters, he was talking about you. These are promises he keep making to us. Don't let them fall on deaf ears because he's talking to you. He said he'd be there for you in times of trouble. Who you think he was talking to? He was talking to you. In his word, he said he would never forsake you. Who you talking? Who you think he talking? He was talking to you. That means he'll never leave you. He'll never leave you, man. But we leave him all the time, then wonder where he at. We left him back over there. He said in his word that he's a healer. He talking about you. Don't let these promises fall on deaf ears because he talking to you. He promised that he would make a way out of no way. He talking to you. How this little boy on this radio with this stuttering problem, the one that flunked out of school, the one that's on his third marriage, the one that lost everything he ever owned twice, the one that lived in a car for 3 years, how he on the radio today and all over the TV? Because God will make a way out of no way. That's a promise he made. Don't let it fall on deaf ears because he talking to you. That he would give you the desires of your heart. He talking to you. He wasn't just talking to me.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.